Pope Francis is back at the Vatican this morning after a whirlwind six-day visit to the U.S., capped yesterday in Philadelphia, where he met with bishops and prison inmates and victims of clergy sex abuse. He also held an outdoor mass for hundreds of thousands of people, including the parishioners from St. Joseph Parish in Lynn. WBUR's Simone Rios rode on one of four buses that made the nearly 24-hour trip from Lynn to Philadelphia and then back.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
No one on the pilgrimage from Lynn but the priest had ever seen a pope in person, and it was an opportunity 166 parishioners could not pass up.
Going on a pilgrimage to see the Pope is something so emotional. We're going to see that the person who represented the church, who's represented Christ here. So it's very emotional, and we are very excited.
José Manuel Encarnacion has attended the Lynn Church for the last 30 years, since he came to the city from the Dominican Republic.
This Pope, specifically, you know, he came with a message of hope, a message of peace, a message of love that is so touching that even people who are not Catholic, you know, they are so, you know, inspired by that. And there are a lot of people coming back to the church because of this great Pope we have. He's bringing the message that Jesus brought when Jesus was here.
St. Joseph Parish is 97% Hispanic, and a pontiff from Latin America adds extra spice to the already exhilarating experience of seeing a pope. The four buses were led by the St. Joseph Parish Administrator, Father Israel Rodriguez. Father Rodriguez says Pope Francis's immigrant roots strike a chord with his parishioners.
Pope Francis is a fantastic figure because, as you know, he is a son of immigrants. His parents were Italian. So he knows what it is to be an immigrant in Argentina. And certainly the Latino culture is very social, is very open. So he truly understands, you know, the problems of the Latino community, of the immigrant community.
The buses left Lynn just past 5 in the morning, the sun rising as the caravan cut south. Father Rodriguez strummed the guitar, inviting the pilgrims to read Bible passages as the yellow school buses chugged along. José Manuel Santiago says he's inspired by Pope Francis's positions on key issues. He says he wouldn't have come under the previous pontiff.
Justicia social.
He's speaking of social justice. He's criticizing neoliberalism and the abuse of the Mother Earth, the planet. These are things no other pope has done, and it brings me closer to God and to the religion.
Latin Americans are responsible for the bulk of the church's growth in the United States. A recent Boston College study reports that Hispanics account for 71% of new U.S. Catholics since 1960. For parishioner Elizabeth Martinez, poverty is what brings Latinos closer to God.
Today we're making history. We're here. God chose us to come. And it doesn't matter the obstacles we have to overcome. It doesn't matter how many hours we have to stand waiting for the Pope. If we suffer hunger, if we suffer cold, the important thing is to see him today. No one knows what will happen tomorrow.
After two rest stops, the caravan arrived in the south of Philadelphia amid a sea of buses. St. Joseph Parish combined with dozens more congregations, thousands of people winding their way to the city center. In the end, the parishioners of St. Joseph didn't get to see the Pope in person. Instead, they took in the Mass on one of several jumbotrons set up around the center of Philadelphia. But Xiomara Nivar broke off from the group because she wanted to see the Pope with her own eyes. She pressed through a crowd of thousands to move toward the papal procession, and she says she caught a glimpse.
I'm very, very grateful to be able to be here, you know, breathing over here, you know, all these, so many people here, I've never been around, so many people, like, I don't know how many people are here, thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and we're all here for the same purpose.
The purpose may be the same, to see Pope Francis. But the reasons behind the devotion of so many Catholics are as diverse as the hundreds of thousands who traveled to Philadelphia this weekend. 166 of them were back home in Lynn at 3 this morning, 22 hours after setting out. Some were headed to bed, others to school, and some straight to work for the start of a new week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.